blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 104, stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. Make me, O Lord, to know my end. Teach me the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am, and turn from pride and sinful ways. 3 through 6 of Psalter 104.
wish to read from God's holy and precious word from the book of Isaiah, thereof chapter 55, but first the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Isaiah 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knewest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord, how sweet is thy voice. When thou dost call unto men, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread? Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. O Lord, how sweet is thy voice. O how drawing also is thy voice. Oh, that it may be experienced so in the midst of us also, still in this day, in this last day of this quickly bygone year, in this Sabbath day. Oh, that we might learn to hear thy voice, and that it may be music in our ears. Oh, show unto us, Lord. And while it is still a day of grace, while it is still a time of salvation, the seriousness of our life that we carry within us, a soul that is created by Thee for a never-ending eternity, and though born to die, we shall be raised again from the dead, and our souls shall be reunited to our bodies, and we shall stand before Thee, and we have to give an account before Thee, who does sit upon Thy everlasting throne. And Thy judgment shall be just, and it shall be according to Thy holy law that Thou hast written in our hearts in paradise, and we have so forsaken, that Thou hast given again on Mount Sinai, which we cannot keep, O Lord. Thou hast sent Thy dear and only and beloved Son in order that He may keep it and that He may pay that debt of Thy church. Oh, could it please Thee to remember each and every one of us today, when Thou wilt hear His voice, harden not your hearts, Thou dost say. Oh, Lord, our hearts are so hard. Our hearts are so cold. Our hearts are so dead that we cannot hear Thy voice except that Thou wilt circumcise our ears, that Thou may open our ears, and that Thou may also within all bore them to the door, that we may be slave servants of Thee forever and forever. Oh, take us, Lord, by heart and by hand, and let us not go our own way. Oh, it is one more Sabbath day. It is one more service, one more time in the year that is so quickly gone by, that Thy word is to be brought amongst us. And Lord, Thou hast helped us hitherto time and time again when we were not able to do this. And once again in this afternoon, then we ask help of Thee, O Lord, and that Thou wouldst do as Thou hast always done, and that as Thou hast promised to put Thy words in our mouth, that we may be enabled to speak. But wilt Thou also give that there may be circumcised ears to hear, and that Thy word, while it is still a day of grace, may go out in this very afternoon, while the end of this year does quickly come upon us, and when one more time the calling goes forth from Thy word, O Lord, then it is so necessary that Thou dost plow up the fallow ground of our hearts, that that seed of Thy word may have a place to fall and to go downward and to germinate and to bring forth fruit as it shoots upward above the ground. Lord, Thou knowest where that they are also amongst us. Oh, then they are not seen, maybe for a long time, as that seed does go downward and downward, and the roots do go downward, before that there is any leaf that is coming up above the ground for a man to behold and to say, there is life. There is life from the Lord. And then to wait and to wait until the fruits may be shown. Oh, could it be that also in the midst of us there may be gladness, when in due time those fruits may be brought forth in the life of Thy own church, that great fruit of humility, 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 wherein a man is bowed down over the world before a holy and a righteous God and before his fellow man, a man who is usable by Thee also in the offices. Lord, Thou knowest all our circumstances. Thou givest our brother that he may be enabled to read for us in this afternoon. Oh, we may acknowledge thee, that thou sparest him and that thou givest him a little strength thus far, could it please thee to heal him completely, that he may be enabled to go in and out as he did before, and that thy word also, that he may bring and teach, may be sanctified and blessed, and that thou may also raise up men who may go before us, and that thou may fill those offices as thou alone art able to do. And then, Lord, thou knowest the fathers and the mothers in the households also, and the grandfathers, the grandmothers, thou knowest the place where they are. Oh, that thou may help, Lord. For when we come to the end of another year, then we look back and then we see all the shortcomings of our life. And then what can we say but, oh Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Oh, then with all the failings, oh, then we can only say, Lord, bless the feeble efforts that have been put forth, feeble efforts in the midst of my household, for my dear wife and for my dear children and for my dear grandchildren. Oh, that thou wouldst forgive, Lord, all of our many, many sins and wash us and cleanse us in that precious and all-atoning blood of thy dear Son, and do look upon us in thy mercy and in thy grace, else we shall perish everlastingly. Oh, look upon our children and upon our youth, who do look forward, as is so natural in the days of youth, to a long life here upon the world. But it can be so very, very different. Oh, Lord, wilt thou cause in the days of youth thy Spirit to descend from heaven above into the youngest of the hearts, even amongst us. Oh, that when father and mother and when the officers of the church are not able to do this, and thou as the great prophet, a priest and king, art able to send forth thy Spirit and to make alive, even when they are so very young, oh, that they might learn to flee from all the vanity that is in this world, oh, with a heart that is longing and hungering and thirsting for thee, that may also hear thee, ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Oh, that they may be brought to those waters, even in the days of their youth, and then to drink there of that fountain of life. Oh, they shall be kept from so much sin. Oh, then they have not to be sorry for what they have not committed. But, Lord, thou knowest all what is inside. It is a fountain of iniquity, but there is also an ocean of grace that is able to drown it all. Oh, that it may be so experienced in our midst by those whose sin is as high as the heavens, and that they are not able to meet thee with that debt of original sin and of actual sin, and who are not able to dwell with thee with that corruption and with the iniquity, a heart that is so full of nothing but what is against God. Oh, Lord, grant that true renewal and that cleansing and that warfare. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But also that blessed deliverance and assurance, I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, Lord, It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? And then we can stand before thee. Oh, then we can die. And then we can appear before thy holy judgment seat. When we do have a surety, Lord. And when thou wilt stand for us. And when thou wilt say, deliver him from going down into the pit. I have found the ransom. Oh, speak, Lord. Come, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Do it all for thy great name's sake. To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Oh, we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ that should come into the world, even the Son of God. Oh, that thou wouldst show thy power then, and that thou wouldst come as that blessed mediator to stand in the breach, to stand in the gap, Lord, for both young and old. Look upon all the needy. Remember the widows. Oh, thou knowest how that we have stood before that open grave in this week, and thou sayest it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For the living will lay it to their heart, O Lord, that thou wouldst give us then to lay it to our heart. O, to say, my end, Lord, make me know my days, how soon they fail, and to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail, that we may understand, Lord, that we may in the days of in the day of grace bow our knees, and that we may fold our hands, and that we could not die as we have been born. Help them, Lord. Help them to go further. Even more and more the places will feel so empty, and then they must go forward. Even they think the whole world has to stop, but Lord, thou dost not stop. Oh, that thou would comfort all that mourn, and that thou will gather us all together unto thyself in that great day of days. Care for the sick also. Oh, we hear of young ones, and we hear of the youth. Oh, Lord, thou knowest where that they are, and thou sparest yet, but could it please thee to heal, and to supply, and to warn, and to give, that all these callings may be sanctified. Be thou with us in this hour, Lord, and be on our right and on our left hand. O Lord, without thee we can do nothing, and thy word, and that will go forth, but it must be blessed by thee. Sanctify it. To young and old together, forgiving all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 275 all the stanzas. Thou, O Lord, art God alone. Everlasting is thy throne. Through the ages men shall sing praise to heaven's eternal King. And what follows in all stanzas of Psalter 275. beloved congregation, the last day of the year has very quickly come upon us. Tomorrow morning, the Lord willing, the names of those who have passed away in the year gone by will be read from this place. Why do we not do that today? We do not do that today because today is not yet over. We do not do that today because the year is not yet over. You had an elder who has said that to you so many times that we do not know what a day may bring forth. He said that to us often in his life. And so he has said it also in his death. David said to Jonathan, "Truly, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death." Do you believe that? You say, young people, that is for the old people. But it is not so. No, I knew that in my own youth. One step. One step, it was fine. And the next step, there was a plunge. And then you are standing there and before the gates of death in just one moment. If we would know that it was the last day of our life, then the need of our soul would become extremely urgent. We all know it is important, but how little urgency do we feel for the need of our soul in our life? There is nothing that we know with more certainty than that we are going to die. And yet Amos says, "And that ye do put far from you in the evil day." Is that not the truth? How little thought do we have about preparation? We will prepare for a vacation, maybe for a whole month, for weeks, that we can just be away for a week. And how much thought do we give to preparing for the need of our soul? And when our soul is going to fly away, the end of the year is very, very close. That is only a few hours away now. How is it now with the end of your life? And when will the most important things also become very urgent things? Will that be in the last months? With a message, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Will that be in the last weeks? When the body is breaking down and when there is pain and suffering? Will that be just in the last hours? The last moments when there is a serious accident? And when all of a sudden I have to stand before the judgment seat of God? Our text for this last service of this year, for the last Sabbath day of this year, can be found in the portion that was read to you, Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So far the words of our text, which are an earnest admonishment. In three thoughts, the time of this admonishment. Second, the substance of this admonishment. And third, the encouragement in this admonishment, an earnest admonishment, the time of it, the substance of it, and the encouragement in it. First, the time. What do we read? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Thus it is speaking about a certain time. In eternity, congregation, there is no more time. God is uncreated. God had no beginning, and God has no end. We had a beginning, and we have an end here below, but it is not an end. No, it is just a sleep of our body, and then our body will awake, and it will join our soul again. Thus we have a beginning, but we have no end. Time is God's creation. He has made it, and he is going to end it. The Apostle John has seen a mighty angel who is standing on the earth and upon the sea. And he heard him cry out with a loud voice, and to swear by him that liveth forever and forever. He who made the heavens, who created the earth and all that is therein, and the sea and all that therein is, that there should be time no longer. He who made it is going to do away with it. It is his creation. He may do with it just as he pleases. And when he says that it will exist only for a time, and then that time is going to be taken away, oh, then there is for him a purpose in everything that he is doing. And he is so righteous, and he is so just, and he will be glorified in all his works. Time, congregation, is of great value. Why? In the first place, because God made it. And everything that God made is of great value. But time is also limited. There are things in this world that are limited too. Right, young people? And then there are some certain kinds of gems, certain kinds of stones, certain kinds of metals. And they are limited. There are not so much of them. And then their limited character does make them even more valuable. Moses speaks about time. He speaks about the days of a man. He says that they are 70 or 80 years, and that is all. And that is, they are 70 years, they are 80 years, and then they are done. And some, and they may live today even to be 100 years old. And then that short time is finished. Where are we? Where am I? Where are you? Upon that journey of 70, of 80 years, as we are taking those steps one step at a time upon that short journey between the cradle and the grave. How far are you? How far have you come upon your journey? Have you come far already? Some of you come far already. That time that has just slipped right through your fingers, you say, where did it all go? I was now watching, and that time has completely slipped away on me. Or maybe you're young. Maybe you are very young. Maybe you are just a boy or a girl. You say, time? I have a lot of time. I have my whole life ahead of me. Is that so? Or we have experienced it in our own midst. One, so very, very young, may not even see the light of day. Another may grow up. He may grow up to be a young man, promising a life that is before him, and then suddenly cut off. And another one may become a father, a grandfather, and a great-grandfather, although not yet even to that age which the Lord speaks about. And then suddenly, and thus, we are congregation in a certain sense all the same age, whether we are still in the womb. Some of you have a child still in the womb. And then that child we see is really the same age in a certain sense as the one who is the oldest among us. And why? Because Solomon says time and chance happeneth to them all. The psalmist says, O Lord, show me how short my time is. You ever asked that? Lord, show it to me, because I think, young people, I think it is so long, and Lord, thy word says it's so short, and oh, show me how short that my time is. Paul speaks about redeeming it. What does that mean? That means to buy it back, just like a slave is bought back. If you had a brother who was in slavery, oh, then it would have been possible in those times that you could purchase his freedom. But you have to give something up for that. You have to give some of your own money for that. You have to give something that you value for that. You say, I do that because I love my brother. I do that because the value of what I purchase here is greater than the value in my eyes of what I give up for it. I purchase it therefore. That is what we do every day, right? Redeeming the time, Paul says. Buying it back. What will you give up? What will you give up that you may have some time? Or that you may take that time and you may do with that time what the Lord is saying here to do with your time? What does he say? He says, seek ye the Lord while. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. In that time, call ye upon him while he is near. Thus, he says, time is very valuable for another reason. And what is that? Because in the time, he says, that God is very near. In the time, he says, God is to be found. Congregation, that means he must be found. What does that speak to us of? That means that we do not have him. That means that we are dead in sins and in trespasses. That is speaking about our fall. That is speaking about our misery, our greatest misery, that we are without God in the world. When he says, he may be found. then we do not have him because sin is making separation. Do you ever feel that? Oh, do you feel the evil of it? That the Lord cannot bear it, that the Lord cannot dwell with it, that the Lord cannot dwell with us because of the sin that lives in us, because of the existence of sin that is in us, because of our very bent, our very leaning, our very disposition that is all against him. Oh, then he must be found. Oh, do you ever say that with the psalmist? Depart from thee, I long and thirst and naught can satisfy. I wander in a desert land where all the streams are dry. That you say, oh, if only that I could have him. Oh, Isaiah says, while he may be found, while he is near. What does that mean? That means that there is a time coming, namely eternity, when there is no time. There is a time coming that God will not be near anymore. That means there is a time coming that the Lord will not be able to be found anymore. Do we ever consider what that will be? Oh, the despair. The Lord shows that to us in his word. That despair of that rich man, and with a great gulf that is fixed between heaven in hell. When there was for that man no hope, the Lord Jesus tells us what the future is for those who do live their life even as that man. Oh, I was thinking how cold, how so very cold was that answer of Abraham to that man. Oh, when he pleaded with him, if that were possible. When he pleaded with him, and then Abraham answered him. And then he said, son, remember. Remember. Think back. Think back to your lifetime. Thou and thy life receivest thy good things, and Lazarus evil things. And now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. That was his answer. Think upon it, rich man. Think upon it to all eternity, forever. Forever and forever. Think about what you had. Think about what you abused. Think about the life you lived. You may think about that as you weep and as you wail and as you gnash your teeth. Remember it to all eternity. There was no hope. There was no hope. And that answer of Abraham to that man. Then he said, beside all this, O man, there is a great gulf fixed between us and thee. All so that any that would come from us to you cannot. And no man can pass from you unto us. Great gulf, an impassable gulf, and it is fixed there. It is fixed there by God. There is no going over anymore. No, there is no mending of that gulf There is no bridging over that gulf. There is no more mediator to stand in that gulf, to stand in that breach. Oh, that is a gulf that will remain forever and forever while it is ringing in our ears. Remember, remember, remember your lifetime. The time. Your lifetime. That is what Isaiah is speaking about here. Isaiah says, while he may be found. He says, while he is near. In the time congregation, the Lord is very near. Oh, today. Today it is not that way with us, like that rich man. No, today is very, very different. Today the Lord, he says, is near. Do you believe that? Or do you experience that sometimes? When you go in your inner closet, and when you fold your hands, and when you close your eyes, you ever feel that? That the Lord is very near. Maybe you think, oh, the Lord is so far away. The Lord does not hear me. Do you know what David says? The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. Unto all that call upon him in truth. That is the word of God. It's not my word. That is the word of God. To all that call upon him in truth. Or will you remember that? Will you remember that when you are in your inner chamber? When you have your knees bent? When you have a heart that is full of trouble? And when you are sighing for a sigh? When you are crying for a cry? And when you cannot give to yourself what you need? What your children need? Oh, will you say, oh Lord, thou dost say in thy holy word, that thou art nigh unto all them that call upon thee? You say, I have no answer. Asaph said that too, didn't he? No answer yet has brought relief. Is that with you too? You say, I have been praying. Oh, my inner closet that is not empty. The Lord knows that. And I am still without an answer. Oh, why does the Lord wait? Oh, the Lord instructs. The Lord instructs, and there is so much instruction that we need. And there is so much instruction that the Lord is giving to his people while they are in that time of waiting, while he may be found. Oh, do you know what the Lord says here? The Lord says that he may be found. Is that not a wonder? That is now the opposite. It's the very opposite of what Abraham said to that rich man. The very opposite. When he says there is a great goal fixed. And now the Lord says by Isaiah his prophet, that for you, the Lord may be found. Is that ever a wonder to you? Ever become a wonder? Oh, Isaiah says here how. He writes, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Then he is prophesying of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he will be the witness, he will be the leader, and he will lead you back again. Oh, he will go before you as that captain of salvation, that he may bring you back again unto the Lord. But only in the time. While he may be found, you say, well, how can I find him? Oh, that is the substance of what he says here. What does he say? He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. And in that word seeking, that is actually that we, it has a certain personal character, that we may know him for ourselves, not as the next person. He needs to know him for himself. Thus everyone is there standing on his own. So we live, and so we will have to die. But now that seeking is something that implies effort. The word means to seek with care, and it means to frequent a place. That is, when we go back again and again and again. Sometimes that word that is translated search. What does the Lord say? Jeremiah says, the Lord says, by Jeremiah, ye shall seek me and ye shall find me if ye shall search for me. That is the same word here. Not to seek, but to search. If ye search for me with all your heart. That is now the searching of true faith. The Lord has not found congregation by lazy people. The Lord is not found by the slothful. You say, why does the Lord wait? Do you know what the Lord does? He sifts. He sifts that wheat. And that is why he waits. Because the chaff has to come out. What is that chaff? Oh, he speaks about it. That is temporary faith. Oh, that is faith that quits. And it does not find immediately. Cannot wait. Cannot continue. It does not go fast enough. Then the sun comes out. Then it's withered away. Then he is not seeking it anymore, or he is taking something that is not actually genuine. Thus the Lord says, seek. Thus the Lord says, search. Thus the Lord says, continue. Oh, that you may prove to be one of my own, and that you may find. Oh, Isaiah says, call ye upon him. What does that word mean? It means to call out. It's speaking about a loud sound. That is to cry out for help. And thus, there is an implication of a great urgency. Call ye upon him. Do you ever call upon him in such a way? Say, I cannot give myself urgency. That is right. You cannot. We ought to. We ought to try too. But if a call comes from us, it is going to be like a morning cloud, and it's the early dew that just passes away. We'll have urgency. When will we have urgency? We'll have urgency in the day that we are not just looking at death, but we'll have urgency in the day that death is looking at us, and that death is staring us in the face. And when we are drawing nearer and nearer, closer and closer, if the Lord gives us, of course, a deathbed. Why is it not urgent now? Why is it not urgent today? Because of unbelief. Because of unbelief. Oh, wretched, wretched unbelief. That is our death. We are like a man who is sleeping on the top of a mast. Jonah was sleeping too. He's sleeping in the belly of that ship. And then that shipmaster came and he said to him, "What meanest thou? What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise," he says, "call upon thy God. It may be that God will think on us that we perish not." Let us sing Psalter 235, all the stanzas. "Lord, my petition heed. Now help me in my need. My Savior be. I am thy servant, Lord. My trust is in thy word. Mercy to me afford. I cry to thee." 1, 2, and 3 of 235. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. We say the substance of this admonishment. What is it? That is to seek. That is to call. But he also says forsake and return. So what does it mean to forsake? That is actually to be loosed from something. To leave something. To leave something behind. To completely abandon it. To forsake it. To forsake what? He says, let the wicked forsake his way. Let him leave his way behind him. Be loosed from it. Do not go in that way anymore. Depart from it. But not only his way, it says, let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts. Thus, it is not enough just to walk in an outward civil way. No, but the Lord wants our whole heart. That is the inner man that needs to be forsaken. Oh, did our conviction of sin ever go further than just our way? Further than just our walk? Oh, did we ever become a beast before God because of the sinful existence of our own heart? Let him forsake his way, his thoughts, and let him return. What does it mean to return? That is to come back or to go back. That is, in the first place, congregation, an accusation. An accusation against us. Did that ever come in our life? The Lord says, return to where you came from, to where you have left. He says, I have a right to you because I have made you. You are my creature and you have rebelled against me and you have forsaken me. You ever feel that? You will feel it. Every one of us is going to feel that. When we die. When we die, then we're going to feel that we are appearing before our Maker and that we have an account to give for all that He has made us and for all that He has provided for us. It is an accusation. But congregation, is it not a great wonder that it is not only an accusation? That you have left me. No, but he also says to return to me. It is not only an accusation, it is also an invitation. The Lord calls his wayward creatures to come back again, to return unto him. He invites you so to do. Is that not a wonder? That your Creator, that your Maker, he calls you. He commands you. He invites you. No. He does not invite you to return in the way of sin. No. He invites you to return in the way of the forsaking of sin. to return in the way of repentance. Let him forsake and let him return. Let him forsake. Let him leave his present way. Let him leave and forsake his present thoughts. And let him turn again to that way that he forsook when I made him. Oh, that way of the Lord and the way of the devil are two opposite ways. Not the same way. You cannot serve God and mammon. No, the Lord says, forsake and return. And we have no ear to hear that. Or is it different? And why no ear to hear that? Because we love the way we are going by nature. We love the way of sin. We love the way of carnal things. We love everything that is empty. We love everything that is vain. And now to forsake it? No, we don't want to do that. And to return does not draw us. Because to think upon God and to have our treasure in heaven, we do not have. Oh, there is nothing that is appealing to the natural man, even to the religious man. There is nothing that is appealing to him in that calling of the Lord Jesus. But if the Lord will convert us, then it will become different. And then congregation, it can be that so many obstacles are standing in our way, or that we perceive to be in our way. And now the Lord, He gives in our last thought here an encouragement in this admonishment. What does He say? He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Prodigal son, what did he ask his father for? When he was sitting there, and when the Lord converted that boy, then he said, I will arise and I will go back. And I'm going to ask my father for something. What did he ask him for? Father, may I be thy son again? No. He did not dare to ask for that, did he? Why not? Because of his unworthiness. Because of his unworthiness. He could not come up to that. Oh, he said, Father, I will pay my own way. Just let me be in thy presence. Just let me be as one of thy hired servants. Oh, they were his thoughts. They were his thoughts. Congregation, that was not his father's thoughts. Our way, our thoughts, my thoughts, your ways, my ways. Thus, the Lord is here making a distinction between our thoughts and the Lord's thoughts. So what are our thoughts? Our thoughts are the thoughts of the elder brother. The thoughts of that elder brother. He was angry. He was angry because his father had killed the fatted calf. He killed that fatted calf for his brother, who had wasted all his living with harlots. He would not go in. He would not go in. They are congregation, our thoughts. They are our ways. They were not his father's thoughts. We read in the Bible of a murderer, a malefactor, crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is now in the last hours of a very sinful life. He has murdered someone. He has murdered someone. And he is hung for it. That is just. That is righteous. And now that man, he says, we indeed justly, we received a due reward of our deeds. Says that to his friend, his accomplice in sin. And then he turns to the Lord Jesus. And he says, Lord, remember me. What are our thoughts? Is that not possible? Just like that, such a man, just his whole life, a life of sin, just now to pass that all by, so freely. Does he not have to give anything? What did the Lord Jesus say? Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. They are the Lord's thoughts. They are the Lord's thoughts. Such a man. Just like that. You need that. Do you need that? Is that what you say? That's how it has to go for me? Because I cannot do it. And I cannot bring forth anything. Congregation. The Lord says in his word that there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repented. The heavens do burst with singing when in the heart, he is not able to do anything more in his life. Where does repentance take place? Repentance takes place in the heart. And then heaven is singing. Is that not a wonder? Is there not a great wonder? Do you know what the Lord says? He says here, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. You have despairing thoughts. It is coming now to the end of the year. Some of you are old already. For some of you, that day is far spent. Can be you say today, I've spent my whole life in sin. Am I going to pray now? Then I'm nothing but a hypocrite. You say, I have nothing, I can give nothing back to the Lord anymore, because my time is gone. Should I now expect to receive something from the Lord? Should I even ask for that? Those are our thoughts. Those are our ways. What is the Lord saying? He says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Do you know what David says? He says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken spirit. A contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. It is late. It is late, congregation, in the year. It is late also in the world. This world is coming to its close. It is coming to its end. We do not know how long that will be, but the signs all around us are clear. But in this very moment, in this very hour, it is not yet too late. That gulf that is not yet fixed, but our life that hangs, as it were, from a thread. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. O Lord, it is thy holy word coming to us one more time. O, give it a place, Lord, in our hearts for the first time, but also by renewal, that we might learn to haste for our life's sake, that we might learn to seek, that we may learn to call, that we may learn to forsake, that we may learn to return. Draw us, Lord, we will run after thee. To dismiss us with thy blessing, give thy word a place in our hearts, in our thoughts, even in this day. keeping us from sin and evil, especially on thy holy day, and giving us meditations upon all thy truth. Wake us safely in the morning hour and in a new year, and bring us with desire in thy house. Help our brother who hopes to go before us again, and all the labors of his hands. Supply for us forgiving all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 83. How blessed is he whose trespass hath freely been forgiven, whose sin is wholly covered before the sight of heaven. Blessed he to whom Jehovah imputeth not his sin, who hath a guileless spirit, whose heart is true within. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 83. blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Bless them.